His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz. His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power. What's going on, my family? This is your comrade in arms, Brother Sean Kwali. And as always, we welcome you live to Black Power Radio. We always, every single time we come on the air, got to come black and got to come strong. And as always, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your participation. And we thank you for wherever you may be listening to us from. We thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this liberation and salvation that we're doing for the black nation. And as always, I have my comrade on the airwaves, the one who don't take no mess. I'm talking about Sister Fasami, Black Power.
Black Power, brother. How are you?
Man, you know what it is. I'm black and beautiful. What's going on with you?
just tripping, bro. You know how it goes. Just tripping.
Yeah. And so, today the show, we talking about the people's champ. We talking about our big brother, that soldier who's up there running in Trenton, New Jersey. We talking about Divine Allah. Now, I don't know if he's running behind or what the hell is going on, but I'm sure he'll call in. And if he don't, then we will roll on with the show. But hey, look, we got to dig off into the politics anyway. That's the point of the whole discussion. We got to dig on the politics because, look, As Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. taught us years ago and taught our parents and taught them years ago, he taught them and taught us that politics is everything, Sister Fasami. And so that anything that we do, anything I'm talking about, going to the store to buy some tomatoes, if you eat meat, if you're buying that chicken, if you're a vegetarian like myself, you're buying them veggie burgers, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. It's all politics. And so we know that our brother, he ran a campaign, and I have to say it was a beautiful campaign. I remember we first covered the brother's campaign in the New Black Panther newspaper, and he laid it out. The man had a platform, a program. The man was in the streets. I mean, the man had a billboard with a beret on and a black Panther button on the beret. I mean, really, it really was a big thing and still is a big thing. And they really were very successful. They were to expose a lot of what was going on in the crooked politics there in Trenton, New Jersey. And I mean, it really was a powerful, powerful rallying cry for the black man and black woman. And to my understanding, he was even supported by a lot of the slumping proletariat or the average street brother and sister that was on the block, and supported also by those in political office. He had backing by our brother Charles Barron, who's actually running right now, who was a former Black Panther member. He also, of course, had the strong backing of our national chairman, who even went into New Jersey and campaign on the ground. So this, I mean, really, really, really was a big thing. And of course, you know, the enemy now, the enemy, of course, moved and worked on our brother because they do not want, I'm telling y'all, they don't want conscious brothers and sisters affecting the white power structure and the white supremacy. And so they moved on our brother with propaganda. And, of course, you know, people are easily led in the wrong direction. And a lot of that propaganda was put up against him. And it also may have affected the campaign. I can't say that for sure. But whatever happened, whatever the case, we call Divine Allah the people's champion. And for his efforts and for him running in the way that he ran, and for putting the spirit out there, not only in the people, but also within the new Black Panther Party, we call you, Brother Divine Allah, the people's champ. And we say that, hell, when it comes time to run again, damn it, run again. Mm-hmm. Run again and keep running until you take the seat. But, I mean, that's what we want to talk about, Sister Fasama, tonight. We want to talk about, is there a place for the black man and black woman in the white man's politics? We got to talk about that. Is there a place, is there a spot for us on the Metro Council seats and on the Alderman seats and on the district seats and in the chairman seats and all them seats? Is there a spot for us, a real spot for us? And if there is a spot for us, what are we supposed to do with that spot?
Well, do you want me to give you the politically correct answer, or do you want me to just...
I want you to just blast it out.
All right, no, it's not. This system was created and designed to do exactly what it is doing. Period. It was not created for you. It was not designed for me. It was not meant to benefit us. Maybe a few here and there, you know, as tokens to wave in front of the other downtrodden and oppressed to say, hey, look, they made it. You even got a black president now. Oh, you can't yell racism. You can't yell anything. You know, it's all equal and it's all fair now. Everything is in the past. You know, this system, like I said, was designed and created to do exactly what it is that it's doing. So you can't get mad at it. And what I mean by that, you can't. All you can say is like, wow, okay, the cracker designed. Well, the devil designed this. You know. And it's doing exactly what it is meant to do. So is there a place for the black man, the black woman? Those people who are not conscious before going in, I mean really aware and have some kind of sense of integrity and ability to differentiate the bull crap from the real, they don't even need to get in it because all they're going to be is tokens and pawns used in this game. So that being said, no, I don't believe that we should infiltrate their system personally. I believe that we should just build our own. We have the original to begin with. We are the prototype. We have the prototype. Why can't we build our own government, our own nation, our own? Why are we still trying to work within a system that is proven without a shadow of a doubt that is not meant for us? You don't have to beg these people to be part of their system. Their system is built on demonic ideologies in the first place. So why is it you want to be a part of this so bad? Not you personally. I'm just saying.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But what you said now, you said that they got it from us. It all came from us, right?
So I said we have the original. That's what I said.
Yeah,
we have the original.
Yeah, we got the original. We got the original political system, right? The original hierarchy. We got all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they using what was ours, basically they stole it. So if they using what was ours, then I mean, wouldn't it make sense to get in there
You don't even have to finish that sentence because I'm gonna tell you why. Just like everything a cracker touch, he defiles it. Everything a cracker touches, he makes it filthy, unnatural, and dirty. He perverts it. Ask the Orthodox Christians in Ethiopia how perverted Christianity is here in the United States of America. Ask them. See what I'm saying? So anything that he touches, he makes it unclean.
Right.
You know, that's why we call him a pig. He's an unclean being. So therefore, No, we need to go back to who we are. You know what I'm saying? I know you're familiar with the name Sankofa. We need to Sankofa. We need to go back, remember who we are, get the information that our ancestors and our esteemed elders have put out there for us, and go forward and build and do what we need to do.
Well,
but before we even get started in that, bro, I got to put some people
on blast. I mean, because we talking about number one, the efforts that our big brother did, Brother Divine Allah. He had a hell of a campaign, and I'm saying mm-hmm. let's say that he takes the office, because now let's not get it twisted. Now the man ends up being in a standoff with the lady. Her name escapes me now, but they had to do a recount, a redraw, a revote. You know,
mm-hmm.
Because she didn't have enough votes to take it over. She didn't have enough, and he was right there, almost damn neck and neck with the lady. So what I'm saying mm-hmm. is, okay, all of what you said, notwithstanding, I'm saying still, all right, we don't have as of yet, quote unquote, an established nation of our own. This is mm-hmm. is real. We don't have it yet. An established nation. We got it in terms of bodies and in beings, but I'm saying, damn, we still going to the white man's grocery store. Let's just keep it real. All right. So I'm saying in that light now, I don't know. I don't know if it's blasphemous to affect change from the inside. That's why I'm raising the issue, because I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from our esteemed comrade and our brother. I'm not going to take anything away from him. But I feel like this, our energies will be better suited and better served if they were channeled appropriately to building our own nation and our own political system. Trying to work within theirs. Let me tell you something. My father used to be a police officer in Dayton, Ohio.
Right.
And he never wanted me to become a police officer for some reason. I didn't understand why. Thank God I didn't. You know, at the time, I didn't understand why. He never wanted me to go to the military. But the bottom line is, he told me, and I asked him this question, and I kind of stumped him on this. He told me, you can never, ever, ever, ever change a system on the outside. You always have to be with on the inside changing it. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Okay. I was like, well, Dad, why don't you want me to become a police officer then? Because I can change the system from within. And he really didn't have an answer for me. But as I grew and learned a little bit more, the system is not meant to be changed. You cannot change it, because I'm going to tell you, you get in there by yourself and you try to change it. How hateful these Negroes are today, they are going to basically kill you for messing with their master. And masses going to sit up here and squash the rest of you out the door. So trying to do all that, nah, just leave it alone. Because you know what? You're spending so much energy and time trying to fight this system. This system you cannot buck by yourself. So therefore, since you can't buck it by yourself, create your own. Come up under one umbrella, unite. Individual. Go ahead.
I agree with you in that sense. But okay, but now listen. Now what about now? Okay, hold on for a second, because now you bringing it too direct. I gotta kind of put some flavor in this pot. Now look, check this out. You got now we talking warfare right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That's really what we talking. We talking warfare, and then you cannot tell me that even in nation building, when you are in an oppressed nation, that you're not supposed to have people or comrades or contacts on the inside of that oppressed nation or behind enemy lines. You can't tell me that.
Absolutely. Let me explain something to you, bro. Okay. That was one of Queen Azinga's most infamous war strategies. She, you know, she left the woman, the servant that she had with the crackers, you know, she left them up there. And the I think it was the Portuguese, they were trying to figure out, how is she thwarting each and every one of our attempts to enslave these people and invade her land, how is she counterattacking it? And she's like, as if she already knows, it's because that servant gal that she left there was actually informing her. We already have people on the inside. We already have that. You see what I'm saying? We don't need to waste no more time with that. We already got thorough brothers and sisters in position and in place. Don't even worry about it. That's good. We're good. We're good.
But if we got people on the inside, how come they not kicking nothing to the movement then?
Brother, I can guarantee you they're kicking a lot of stuff that probably should have gone down has not gone down because of this brother's intel, these brothers and sisters' intel, because of the information that they're giving us. Trust me, they're already in place. You don't need to waste any more time doing that. What you need to be focused on, what I need to be focused on, what we need to be focused on is totally separating ourselves from them and their system.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm at the.
I mean, look, you're trying to be the Lowry salt and the onion salt and the seasoning and all the little amenities that make the meal. Let's just get to the meat and potatoes of it, all right?
Well, we gotta be Lowry, Sasami, because I'm sitting there saying we can't be one dimensional in our quest and in our war. Can't be, because look now. We like you say, we must establish a nation of our own, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have been pushing that since really before Marcus Garvey, but most prominently right at when the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey came into play, and we up into 2010,
mm-hmm.
right now, still saying we're the nation of our own.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, it got to be more to it than what we're doing. That's what I'm saying. We talking warfare. And our brother campaigned and damn near won, all right? So the point is, what I'm saying is, what's wrong with having people who are conscious in offices of power and position?
Because I'm not talking about Brother Divine at all. So this, I hope if he's listening, he does not take this personal. I'm not talking about him. I'm not trying to question his integrity or anything.
If Divine is listening, he should call in.
Right, like ASAP. And before I even get started on answering that question, I got to put some people on blast. I got to. We have 5 people who are listening live. I don't know how many people are on the switchboard. How many people are on the switchboard, brother?
Yeah, yo, the switchboard is full. We got people that's definitely listening to us.
Okay, like four or five people. Okay, but maybe 7 people. Okay. So my thing is, brothers and sisters, this is our party. This goes into what we're talking about. We don't support one another. You have to support your people. This is where, as Brother Sean Qualley always states, where you get the real news, the real information, the real talk. So, and I must put a plug in for the Drop Squad Radio. You know what I'm saying? This is where you get the real talk and real information. Don't sit up here and be sitting up there on all these social networking sites all day talking about gibberish and jabberish and having these little silly-ass e-battles, whatever that's about, you know. All this garbage, but when it comes to real talk and real solutions, practical solutions, all of a sudden we're playing disappearing acts. Nobody is on roll call. Nobody is at their post. Nobody is where they need to be. Everybody is where they mind and their physical is everywhere other than where they need to be. I'm putting people on blast. I'm not going to call names this week. Next week I'm calling names. And everybody who knows me knows that I really, look, I don't care. I don't need you as my friend. So I'm going to put you on blast. I feel I'm going to do it in the spirit of love. I really am. But I'm blasting you out. Now, back to the original question.
You said that so eloquently, I forgot what I said. But
basically, you're asking me, like, why can't we be in there? Shouldn't we be? The bottom line is I'm not gonna lie to you, I have a fear of people who are conscious, losing themselves in that corporate culture or whatever culture they're entering. Every entity has its own culture. If you get into the police or law enforcement, if you get into buying and selling commodities, whatever, they all these entities and organizations and fields have their own kind of climate and culture. And I'm afraid that if we let too many people infiltrate that field, people are going to really start losing themselves, putting down the struggle, putting down the nation building, and actually assimilating. That is, because that's collateral damage. I mean, I understand that, but that's a problem, and it's happened, and we've seen it happen. People come out real hard, and all of a sudden they start getting a little soft, and you ask, like, why? They pockets laced. That's why.
Let's take some time on that. I can't hold on. Huh? I can't. Look, this show is rolling. I cannot let you say what you just said and then get off into something else. Look, why do you think it's easier for cats to have Facebook battles and MySpace battles and all that and not battle in the street?
Let me tell you something. It's a shame. It's a shame. Look, me, Sister Tiffany, and Brother Pat were the only ones in Newberry, and she sent out a clarion call. Sister Tiffany, she sent out a clarion call to everybody. She sent out a mass text and everything to people, even people she shouldn't have sent it out to. You know what I'm saying? But she sent it out to everybody, like, dressing all black, show up, be here at the courthouse at such and such time. Here I live, an hour and a half, 2 hours away, and I was there. Matter of fact, I was right there so early, I'm falling asleep in the courtroom because it's, like, boring. You know, it's like, oh, God. But my thing is, if I can do it and I live an hour and a half, 2 hours away, what happened to the people in Newberry who were there for all the cameras, for all the glitter and the lights, for all this other stuff? Where were you at when they brought that little scrawny, long neck, chicken neck, rooster looking cracker in a courtroom? Where were you at then? Oh, Brother Malik Shabazz is gone now, so you ain't got to show and prove. Is that what it is? Oh, is that what you want to do? You want to impress our national chairman? Okay, I got you. You impress him by putting your boots to the ground. Integrity is what you do when nobody is watching. That determines your integrity. And I'm seeing that a lot of people don't have that much integrity. It just irritates me, brother.
Well, I'm still. At the question, why is so many people expressing these revolutionary ideas all over?
Because it's
Facebook safe. Huh?
It's safe. Look, let me tell you something. You can be a YouTuber, right? And you can be the most gangster cat around. You know what I mean? But when it gets out, when it's time, do you want to talk about the conversation we had earlier? Or do you want to keep that privately? Brother.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
I'm asking you a question.
Oh, sorry. Say it again. I didn't catch you. I must not.
That's okay. I was like, do you want us to bring up the conversation me and you were having earlier?
I mean, you got to.
About a certain individual who can make a whole bunch of YouTube videos, but a 7-year-old that gets killed in this city, he ain't nowhere to be found. Do you want to bring this up? Do you really want to do this?
Let me say, I'm going to tell you this. I don't think that is necessary, but I mean, hey, we could speak on it, but I mean, it's just not necessary because all it's going to do is
cause beef. I'm not trying to cause any beef, but it's stuff like that. You can be a real e-revolutionary. You can be real e-gangster. You can be wild, wild west all you want, but when it comes down to it, the bottom line is, and Aisha's already said it. Aisha Sekhmet has already said it. You comfortable and you feel safe behind these keyboards
shout
and these passwords.
I said, shout out to Aisha Sekhmet. Go ahead.
Man, I love that sister. But you know what I'm saying? You can feel real safe behind these keyboards and passwords. But when you got to get out there and get your face on camera, when the police are taking pictures of you, when your family is in harm's way, and your livelihood is at stake, that shows me what you're willing to sacrifice. You know, when you don't have a security detail around you and you can easily be picked off, but you're still out there and you're still doing what you got to do.
Right.
But
right.
It's safe to be in the comforts of your home, giving lectures and shit on YouTube or out in the public. You're giving lectures and you sounding real good. You're a good hype man. You like Flavor Flav. You know what I'm saying? You get them really hyped. But then what? And then what? After that? What then? No practical solutions? No nothing?
Huh. Right.
That's the reason for all these Facebook wars and everybody talking all this crap on the internet, because, like I said, it sounds real good. And people, black people love to hear things that sound good. That's the reason why these preachers are multimillionaires and billionaires, because they're telling them what they want to hear. They love that.
The show,
you tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah, the show, I'm just saying, on what you're saying, the show is called The People's Champ. You can't be the people's champ sitting behind the keyboard your whole life. I was telling y'all. So many people are critical of whatever moves the new Black Panther Party's making or whatever's going on. Well, hell, one thing y'all is real is we in the streets. When you read about Newberry, wherever we at, you read about us because we was right there on the ground. Most of these cats, man, is not on the street. But let's take a quick call. 720-620. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Your question or comment?
Black Power, Sister Fasami, this is Lady Offset. How you doing, sis?
Hey, lady. How are you, baby?
Hey, good. I just want to first say wonderful, wonderful show. And y'all hit on something. I've been on the line and listening on the computer. I had to call in on my phone. But I was, like, right on point. And can I just piggyback on the people who are doing this Facebook and the YouTube soldiers and all of that? They always seem to have a product. They always seem to have something to sell to the people, but they're not doing anything to give back to the people where we see them in the streets other than vending. I don't want to see you just selling your product. I don't want to see you just, you know what I'm saying, coming in into the fold because you got something that you say is for the people and only you're making the benefit. You know, hold on, let me turn this off so that I'm not echoing. But the necessary application that the people have to start taking, because like you said, brother man, this is the people's champ. So the people have to start looking at this. The people have to stop getting hyped and stop playing into what our ears are getting, the orgasm just off our ears and us seeing somebody jump behind the screen and shit. Like, it is time for us to really start saying, show me where in your community you have stepped up. And more importantly, show me where you have stepped up and it wasn't to your benefit, where it wasn't your name to be there, or you had to be the one getting praised, or you had to be the one making the money. Promote something else that you know is good for the community, too, because oftentimes people who have sense and are sound mind, we can step back and be like, whoa, hold on, let's really look at what is being produced, because all the stuff that y'all put on YouTube, all the stuff and myself included, all the links, all that stuff, we can all Google that shit ourselves, okay? We can all find the same information. We need to see what the results are, and that is a pet peeve of mine because there are so many people who, and I agree, where was you at when some stuff popped off in your city? I agree with that, but...
Mm-hmm.
With these products, man, it's time for the people stop buying these people's products when they're not even doing nothing for the people for real. But they are nothing but preachers. They have become conscious preachers. You know what I'm saying? And let me sell you the word, or let me sell you a book, or let me sell you a DVD or a course or whatever it is that you're doing. But you're not really putting into action. And more, and I'm sorry, I'm on a tangent. But look at how they are actually living their lives, just like you said. If I could see that you are out there putting yourself and your neck is out there and you really hold down your family and your wife ain't being hurt and all of this stuff and you treating your woman right, you really raising the children, you really being a mentor to all these little boys and girls, then that is how we judge our quote-unquote leaders. And if they got any sense about them, they're not putting themselves out there like that. because they fronting, and it's time for the people to start realizing and calling them out. And I'm with calling mofos out because it's, man, we got people who are doing silly stuff off of watching these YouTube, thinking that that's what righteousness is. Well, this is how it happens, and some of these people are so blind, they need clear direction like that. And these people out there, man, got people hollering and screaming and losing their lives and leaving their children and their wives and shit.
Yep.
You wake up.
Let me ask you a question, sis. Go ahead and tell them about the community fund real quick. Go ahead and get that plug in, because the same people that was listening to me Wednesday might not be listening tonight. So go ahead and plug that in, and don't think I forgot about the $15. As a matter of fact, I might do this right after the show.
Oh, so yes, everybody, Sister Diamond, she goes by Ancient Consciousness. She has a community fund. Her and I consolidated the funds that we had together, so we have a joint fund. Well, she runs it. She does everything for it. And we are doing a $5 Facebook campaign right now up until August 10th. I have to extend it to August 10th. We're trying to raise $1,000, and this is for resources for if a mother needs some groceries, we can pull from the fund. If there's somebody who needs any type of anything for the community, we're gonna make it happen. If we gotta get a flight for Brother Shabazz to get where he gotta go, whatever it is that we gotta pull from in this fund, if you contribute, you can benefit from it. And not even if you don't contribute, because sometimes that's why we got to have it. But yes, please donate. Go to visionspac.org, and it's on the support us page, the $5 Facebook campaign. All of it is going, and my company is going to match whatever is raised.
Visionpack.org, right? Go ahead and put that in the chat room. Visionpack.org, right?
Yes, yes. And it's
visionpac.org.
No, visions with an S. Visionspac.org.
Oh.
And
there
then everything that my company does from here on out, even if it's not this fundraiser, ticket sales, everything, we are going to give a percentage back into the community fund for everything that we do. So
lady, I said, hold on, because yes, you're on the line now. You don't open it up. I can't let you just leave like that. Look, check this out. So what should be the people's response for all these cats that is, you know, I ain't singling nobody out. I'm just saying in general, for all of these cats that's internet warriors, that's YouTube revolutionaries, what should be the people's response when we see these cats or whatever the case is? What should we do?
The first thing, if they have a product, stop buying a product. That's the first thing. The until they are held accountable, until they can show tangible evidence that they are in the field with the people and they are contributing somehow back to the people, because while you eating steak and potatoes and I'm eating ramen noodles because I'm trying to support you, I need to see that. The second thing is that we have to know who we're talking about. We can't be afraid to call them out, okay? When Malcolm was talking about I ain't going to go peace marching and I ain't going to be doing, he was talking directly to Martin. We knew who he was talking about. Okay, and when there was an interview, he would say, no, I'm not like King because this is blah, 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 and he broke it down. We can't be afraid. Y'all, it's just the internet. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to do nothing to you, and we can't be afraid to say, you know what, this is the person who did, and whether it's in a public format or private, we just can't be afraid to start exchanging these stories so that we can start making people held accountable, because as someone who's in this type of a position, because I know the sisterhood is so strong, if I slip up, I know the sisters is going to come and check. I have slipped up, and the sisters have come and checked me, which makes me step very wise. You see what I'm saying? So if they don't know that there's a checks and balance between the people and they really think that we are going to continue to just follow blindly, which many of us are, we can't be afraid. They ain't afraid to call. They ain't afraid to talk mess about the people. These same people say stuff about the people. These same people dog the people out verbally, in these notes, in these statuses, calling us retarded, doing all this stuff. Call them. Say it right back to them. Say it right back to them and hold them to in an accountability. And there needs to be, I believe, that the elders who see this going on, if they can't pull their coattail, then the elders need to also say, I just don't support. I don't want the elders getting involved in nonsense, but the elders do need to say, you know what, I don't support blah, 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 and keep it moving. Because that's all we need to know. But I think it's necessary for the communication. No one being afraid. What they going to do? They already not in the street. They going to do nothing. You can call me, say whatever you that's, and that's what I said on my show. I'm willing to sacrifice what everybody thinks about me for the sake of getting the truth out. You can think I'm crazy, all of the things that you want to say. But I'm going to call you out come August 10th for all these people, particularly who have products and they have not contributed to this fund. No, I will call them. I will ask, why didn't you contribute? Is it because you're contributing elsewhere? But if not, and I want confirmation you contributed elsewhere. If not, you get called out, period, period. Mm-hmm. And we can't be afraid of it. We can't be afraid of it.
That's right. That's right. Sis, thanks so much.
You are welcome. You are welcome.
I love you. You know that, right?
I love you, too.
You are my sister girl. All right. And we need to talk also. So you holler at me tomorrow.
Okay. I will.
All right, sis.
Okay.
Right,
thank you.
Black Tower.
All
right, we'll go to the next caller, 803-298. You're on the air, Black Power.
My
question
other sister.
Black Power, everybody.
Black Power, Sister Tiffany.
I was calling because I was about to say, I agree with Lady. I said everybody need to be contributing. That's what I support is the black business. If I see they're giving back, I believe everybody should be donating to our fund to help ourselves.
That's right.
Definitely. Let me say something on it, because y'all have really, look, y'all have sparked something that we're going to really have to dig into on another show. But I want to say this, you know, and especially, you know, in the spirit of what Lady I said, you know, for those of y'all that are selling products, and especially those of y'all that are selling Dr. Khaled Muhammad tapes, I want to tell y'all this. If you're selling Honorable Khaled Abdul Muhammad's tapes, you should be kicking some money to the new Black Panther Party. If you're selling Malik Zulu Shabazz, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz tapes, you should be kicking money to the party, man.
That's right.
Crazy as hell.
Speaking of which, we are about to, me and Brother Sean Kwali are about to start something, probably maybe in about a week or two. We're about to ask all these new Black Panther Party members for $5. We about to start it. Hey, brother, am I lying?
Nah, you're not lying.
Okay, are you just mad because I just went?
not just the Panther Party, but especially our.
But especially the Panther Party. We about to ask y'all for $5 because we there's some things that we want to do when it comes to Blog Talk, and we need your help.
We want to make this the largest, number one, most premier Black Power radio anywhere to be found in the hills of North America and abroad. We're going to tell them what it is, Simon.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and talk. There you go. You know what I'm saying? So we're about to ask each and every one of y'all for $5. Matter of fact, Sister Tiffany, when I see you again, I'm going to get your $5. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
and we're going to make this happen because we're trying to expand this, make this really big, you know, whatever. So, yeah, we're going to need some assistance and we're going to need some help. And everybody got something to say. Everybody got something to talk about because it's the easiest thing. And, you know, communicating through your mouth is the lowest form of communication, period. But everybody feels so comfortable doing that or behind, like I said, on keyboards. They don't want to ever make themselves uncomfortable and just get out there and do what it is they need to do. You know, so my thing is this. We're about to start telling y'all to put y'all money where y'all mouth is. And like Sister Lady Ossette said, we're not asking you for $100. We're not asking you for, you know, that. We're not even asking you for 20 or 10. We're just asking you for 5. You know, so we can go ahead and get this show started. And when you feel like you have bought into something, you feel that you feel responsible for it. You protect it. When you feel that you have spent your money towards it, you know what I mean? Just like
some of y'all is out there buying holy cloths as well. Let me say that some of y'all is actually looking on TV, looking at these preachers with holy cloths, and y'all sending y'all money to holy cloths and holy water. So you got $5 to give to Black Power.
That's right.
straight up. Yo, it is
that's
just
right.
$5. If you got money for beer, got money for brunch, if you got money to go to the strip club, I'm talking about male and female and all that, you got $5 for revolution. I ain't trying to hear.
Once we can go national and we can be heard on the regular radio, I already had people asking me here where can they tune in to listen, so we want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to kick in so we can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Will Lock talking about he got 325 on it. Brother, we'll take that. You trying to be funny because I know you, Will Lock. Brother Rob, I know you, so I know you being funny, hee-hee-ha-ha. But, yeah, you can go ahead and send in that 325. Go ahead and hit up Brother Sean Quality on Facebook. He got you.
Send in 325, and then we will take a money order for the rest. Trust me. We want $5. I'm telling
that's
you,
right.
It ain't going to kill us, man. We love y'all to death, but freedom ain't free. And like I said, we want to be able to bang on the beach without having to depend on the enemy for anything. We want to expand this show and make black power known throughout the hills of North America.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. But, yeah, so back to the topic. Now, look, Tiffany, I got to call you tonight. You are a people's champion. I just got to say that along
mm-hmm.
while you're on the air. You one of the people's champions because you were in the street. How do you feel about these cats that don't be in the street? Our brother Divine Allah was in the streets. That's what made his campaign successful. He was in the streets. How do you feel about these brothers and these sisters that are not in the streets, but yet they claiming to be revolutionary?
Man, they're not real because you can make time for your family.
That's true.
Hello?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's basically, you know, if you can say, call me for this, call me if you need that, do that, and then as soon as you do, only one person show up, two people show up.
And that's speaking of which, can I elaborate on that a little bit, Sister Tiffany? Do you mind?
Over.
It's people on the outside giving information and talking to certain people, telling them our movement. And they don't know our movement because they're now on the inside, so they don't know what we're doing. My thing is, everybody, you know, like I said, and it speaks to what I said earlier, you know what I'm saying? When the cameras were there, when the media was there, when the big media outlets were in Newberry, and when Brother Shabazz, Minister Nzinga, and Imam Akbar and all of them was there, that's when everybody showed up and wanted to be there. But me, Sister Tiffany, and Brother Pat were the only ones in the courtroom, yesterday to see, like I said, this old pencil neck cracker come out there after he done dragged a brother for 11 miles. So, and we had to see this effeminate cracker come out and watch him and restrain ourselves from jumping up and attacking him. We literally had to possess some kind of discipline and restraint. Literally, the wife's mother had to hold her back. She had to, like, grab her because she was almost out of her seat. Am I lying, Sister Tiffany?
No, not really, but I want to say real quick, I'm down on the ground, and it's a lot of intimidating things going on. Like, for instance, at this moment, there's some type of agricultural or some type of fair at the something going on at the fairgrounds, like a number of crackers out there. And it's like right on the other side of Water Street where the park is, like right across the road, if it was across the highway or something like that. They all over there making all kind of noise. You can hear in the park. You can hear them. But when the crowd of people that's just living on the street, everybody be outside, it's summertime. When it's a crowd of them out there, two cruisers pull up, and, like, the officers get out and just post up on their cars till everybody just scatter back into their house eventually, and then they leave. And then as soon as the crowd come back, they came back. I went to the store tonight, and they told me that they didn't did it 5 times tonight, so they're trying to intimidate these people to stay away down here. There's a lot going on. And then they're thinking, you know, who's in Newberry? But I had some ladies ask me in the store, they're like, are you a Panther? And I said, yes. She was like, how can I be one? And I was like, you know, in your heart, if you're a Panther, you are already one. It ain't like no special thing you got to do. Just be down for your people when something going on. Be there. So I told them about the sisterhood meeting that's going on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the library. So some people said they were coming. I always believe in giving people a chance to see if they show up. I'll see who's real and who ain't.
And we found out, to me, maybe not to her, but to me, I found out who was really, really, really down for us and for this, what was going on in Newberry and who wasn't, you know. And so I'm just sending out a clarion call. The next court date for Gregory Collins is September 3rd. Was it September 3rd, sister?
I think so. I think that was in the paper.
Okay, September 3rd. So for all those who can hear my voice, be there in Newberry, South Carolina, September 3rd. National chairman may or may not be there. Show up because you don't want to get drugged or dragged behind a truck. Show up because you don't want your husband or your son or your brother or your nephew or your granddaddy to be dragged behind a truck 11 miles. Just show up just because you're black and you want freedom. Show up for that reason. Don't show up because it's a publicity stunt. Show up because you really mean it.
Show up because Sheriff Lee Foster is a bastard. Just show up on that principle, because Sheriff Lee Foster is a bastard.
What?
How about it?
And that's
black
power.
And
we can't cut them no slack. I don't care. We can't cut them no slack.
Brother,
Lee
I put
Foster
up on my Facebook page the stuff that, and me and Sister Tiffany can go ahead and tell y'all a little bit about, you know, what happened in the courtroom. I really don't want to do it on live air like that. So I'm gonna talk, and hopefully y'all can understand what I'm saying. Basically, the sheriff Lee Foster, he sat up here, and he's so grimy. Sister Tiffany can give you a little bit more history about him. Go ahead, sister, and give him a little bit more history about that cracker.
Well, I don't know history about him. Except
you said
like,
something about they've tried to get him on drug charges or something like that.
Oh yeah, he talking about like when people run against him, somebody try to run against him in the election, then he somehow bring up charges or something on him, and they end up leaving town. I know that happened with one person that I was told of, but yeah. He did serve as long as I know.
Okay. Well, he's grimy. He's dirty. He's not right. He has no respect for what happened in Newberry. He is. I think he's more happy that his camera's there in Newberry than anything else. That he's getting a little publicity. You know, he's now famous. He's now a household name. Now Sheriff Lee Foster will go down in history books. And I think that's what he's happy about, and that's what he's more concerned about than actually, you know, charging this cracker with a damn hate crime and making those kind of moves instead of doing his job. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with Sheriff Lee Foster.
Well, at nighttime, he still smells like bacon, so whatever.
How about that?
We want to take a call. Your number is 000012. You are on the air.
Comment.
Well, isn't that a racial epithet?
I knew that. Because when you see those numbers, you already know it's one of these crackers calling in with some old bull crap. Come on, bro.
Yeah, well, come on with it.
Crackers,
you're on the air. Question or comment. How do you feel about the black man and woman and our condition, our liberation to get free? Get on with the topic.
Come on, yep. Get with the topic.
Yeah, get on with the topic.
Is the topic.
Okay, what's the topic, Devil? Go ahead. We're listening.
Well,
you called in for a reason, so go ahead and speak.
What are you trying to say? We are, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving Satan a chance to speak his piece about why his people have oppressed black people for the last 500 years. We want to hear what you got to say.
Uh-oh. He might be telling on himself.
I have not.
All right. Thank you for your time, Satan. As always, you will continue to be the enemy. We don't want to waste any more time with Satan, because he can't look. Satan can't even answer why his people have oppressed our people for 500 plus years. I gave him a chance. Look, brothers and sisters, I gave the enemy a chance. All right. So back to the topic now. Look, we must do something for ourselves. That's what we're getting at. Hell, they gonna do that all day. We gotta do something for ourselves, man. We wanna be like, I think it was the most honorable Elijah Muhammad that said, one day we'll be so smart as a nation. He said, we won't even pay them devils any attention. They'd be like a little string tied around your finger. You know
if
what I mean?
You do that, brother, if you do that, do you know, honestly, it's gonna take some work in the streets, a lot of work in the streets, to go ahead and do what we need to do. But really, if you ignore them, if you leave them alone, and I've said this before, a lot of people could be a testimony to this, that if you leave them alone, I mean really leave them alone, they will disappear. They start disappearing. Stop intermingling with them. Stop feeding into their corruption and their corporations. Stop worrying. Just stop. Leave them alone completely. Don't have their babies. Leave them alone. They start disappearing.
I mean, this is an interesting topic, and we only got a few minutes remaining in the show.
You need to make this show 2 hours. I didn't told you that, bro. Come on.
We
got to
pick this one up again, because I'm saying it like this. I think that these beasts are like the smell of a skunk. I don't think that if you leave them alone, it's not going to stink. I think that if regardless to whether you leave them alone or not, they still going to be beasts. Period. Point blank. And so you have to wage war on the beast. That's my thing.
You're right. You're right. But let me explain something to you. You have a few things working on your behalf, okay? You have the universe working on your behalf. You have Mama Earth working on your behalf. You have the sun working on your behalf. And just Mother Nature, period, working on your behalf. So when I say that, yes, I said it before just a few minutes ago, we're going to still have to get out here and bang. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of our problems can be eliminated, and the war won't be as gruesome as we think it's going to be if we start leaving them alone right now. When I mean leave them alone, I mean leave them alone, completely alone. That means on your Facebook pages, if you have white friends, leave them alone. Why do you have to be a friend to a cracker on Facebook? Like, really? And you call yourself a black revolutionary, or you call yourself whatever? And you feel the desire, the need to have them as your friend because they may have gone to high school with you, or because they grew up with you, or because they was your next-door neighbor. It doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? If you completely leave them alone, a lot of our battle will be won. And then when we need to get out here and bang, like I said, it won't be as hard as we think it would be if we start leaving them alone now.
Hey, why are you black power anyway? Why are we black power anyway claiming white friends? It don't make sense. But that don't mean that you – hold on, y'all, because I know y'all going to be like, well, I got to do what I got to do. I got to go to work and all. That don't mean that you ain't got to do what you got to do. We ain't even talking to you like that.
But on a personal level.
Yeah, be yourself, man. They not breaking their neck to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take another call. 334-430. You're on the air. Your question, the comment. Black power.
Black power, brother. This is Brother Jim from Alabama.
Hey, Brother Jim.
Hey, Brother Roll. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, well, I was just listening at y'all saying that we have to leave them alone. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when we leave them alone, what y'all think going to happen then?
You already know what's going to happen, but like I said, a lot of our battle will be fought. But, Brother Sean, go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Nah, I mean, what do I think will happen when we leave them alone?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I think that they will manifest themselves to be the true devils that they've been for the last 6,000 years, even more clearer. It don't make a difference. It's like, look at it like this. In the times of the nonviolent civil rights struggle, our people wasn't necessarily resisting in an armed situation or in a physical situation. They were just trying to sit at the lunch counter. And what did the enemy and what did the beast do? What the devils do then? still threw glass at them, sprayed them with fire hoses and all that stuff, hung them and everything, right? So it ain't just a thing of if we just ignore them, then they gonna go away. They have been that for the last 6,000 years. They not gonna just don't go away. I was reading something out of, as we was talking earlier, reading something out of Chairman Mao's Red Book, and he was saying that, he said all reactionaries are the same. He said that in words, that if you don't hit it, it ain't gonna fall. So the point I'm saying is this: is that hell, you're not gonna be able to pray your way out of this. That's why I like our intro at the beginning, because the national chairman talks about it, you waving a flag and having your bandanas and all that. It ain't gonna get you out of this situation. You cannot get out of this situation without actually some revolutionary conflict. Period. Point blank. So yeah, you can't just leave them alone. They ain't gonna leave you alone.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I was getting to, because, see, when you lead them alone, that's when you definitely going to have to fight, because they're going to attack your ass. And you can't say ass on here, can't you?
Oh,
yeah.
Like radio,
okay.
Brother.
Well, let me go ahead, because
like
I know time about it. But, then is when they really going to attack you, because, see, we the ones that's making the world go round. We don't own nothing, and we the ones funding everything. We give all our money right back to them. So when they money start getting low, you don't mess with no crock of money. That's what he live for, is the power and the wealth. When you do that right there, that's when you definitely going to have to be ready to fight, because they going to come, and they going to try their best to make it where you need them again.
Mm-hmm.
So when you leave them alone, you definitely need to be ready for war. And I'm not trying to scare nobody out there, but that's what it is.
Scratch that. We need to be ready for war now. We in the war right now, brother.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We in the war now. That's the thing. We ain't got to get ready for no war. We in the war.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. You're right.
Me? Hell no. It's just when you gonna swing.
And Brother Raw, let me ask you a question, because you already know who I admire: Kush, Irritated Genie, God, Zulu, you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All that. My thing is this: when I say, and I want to qualify my statement, I know we only have a few more minutes, but I want to qualify my statement. When I say, if we stop having their babies, if we stop giving them money, spending our billions and billions of dollars in their industry and start investing in ourselves, if we stop doing all that, half the battle will be won. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying
another,
that the war will be won. Half the battle will be won.
You're right. And another thing I want to comment on right quick is, I heard you earlier say Mother Nature is working against them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. At work, let me tell you what I've been saying. Man, this goddamn sun is burning them up. They can't stand these jokers out here under all kinds of fans. They got damn ice packs around their neck, and they just walk around looking like red hot. And I was like, man, what's wrong with y'all, man? It's too hot. And I'm looking at them, I'm laughing, because I'm like, y'all can't stand this heat. But see, we made for it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Mother Nature working against them too, and that's another thing. But we got to quit giving them our melanin, because that's what they need to survive.
That's my point, brother. Thank you so much. You know I love you, Brother Raw.
I love you too, Queen.
All right, bro.
All right, then. I'm going to get with y'all later. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. I mean, that's what it is. And so, with this last remaining few 90 seconds, look, it's still on. Divine Allah is still the people's champion. We got to be all the people's champ. We got to be for the people.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to stand up for, Simon, these last few minutes, these last few seconds?
My thing is, when somebody comes to you and talks to you about any kind of black power, black nation building, black anything, do not turn them away. Do not think they're beneath you. Do not look down your nose at them. That is the time to captivate their mind, body, soul, and heart. Go ahead and do that and engage with them conversation. Start conversing with them. Do that. Because we need all the people we can get on board. We all are our leaders. As Brother Godzulu says, and I don't know where he got it from, we are who we have been waiting on. We are who we have been waiting on. We all the people's champs. We need to make this happen. And that's all I got to say.
There it is. And so we'll We'll do our best to bring on our brother again, Divine Alive. But y'all heard it. This is Black Power Radio. We're going to keep it rolling regardless to whom or what. We look forward to seeing y'all again on the next show. This Monday, you'll be hearing from the national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Like, he'll be taking your questions live on the air, and he'll be answering your questions. He do the matter if he ain't going back down. So we'll see you right here, 11 p.m. Eastern on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power.
Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black? Number love for you. Even know how hard it is being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard.